CliffCentral.com.
Wake up, yo.
You're chilling with the worst guys, as usual. It's the worst win. You know what it is. Malcolm Duty hanging out with Rio Business and Sale.
Wake up.
We in the building, yo. We're about to turn your hump day
into a hump day, if you get what I'm saying.
Where are they from?
All you need is some of the worst guys. That's all you need. And we're here for you today. We are here, baby.
That meme of the salt chef. How you just
put
a little bit of salt and seasoning. This is what we do on your Wednesday.
We the guy with the salt, my boy. We spreading that, making your meat all tasty and juicy. Welcome, yo. It's a Wednesday afternoon. The sun is shining. It's a good day. We're feeling fantastic, and we're about to push those vibrations towards you out there who are listening, yo. Man, there's been so much that's been going on. Today we have an epic topic for you. We're talking about something that we as homies have all thought about. I don't know how the ladies feel about this topic, but
they definitely thought about it. I think they actually envy, but you know, we'll get there.
We talk about what would you do for a day as the opposite sex. What would you do? There are so many options. Yeah, we'll get into that a little bit later, man. But first up, let me catch up with the main homeboy.
What is happening,
dog? Easy living. I hear you actually spending some time at your girlfriend's place. Is that the first time for that?
I do not recall such events happening. No, I'm joking, hombre. Yeah.
Because I mean, that's a breakthrough. That's a moment when you can actually sleep in the house of your girlfriend and she's white.
That's a slow clap.
Our song is jamming, buddy. No. Well done. You see, that's what I'm saying. That's a progress. South Africa is moving forward.
Yeah, this man.
Example right
be
here.
The change you want to see in the world. And that's what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I hope you didn't make any noise.
Yo, let me tell you something. I almost broke something last night.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to give, at the end of the meal, we were having cappuccinos and shit. You know, you got to have that espresso machine, boy.
Yo, you're living good, eh? Living soft.
Hard. So anyway,
thanks, Mandela, shout out.
So I'm giving the cappuccinos over and the coffees, and then I knock over an ornament. I swear this ornament was fucking invisible cloak on my ass.
Really?
I just bumped it, but luckily, you know, I'm Makai and Tini over here. Just a quick catch it.
Yeah, and then
I saved it. So yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to go up in there breaking shit. You don't want to be that guy.
You know,
I have too many bad stories of visiting. You see, the thing is, I have a problem though. You know, you see, the difference between black parents and white parents essentially is that when you go, they allow you to drink. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So in the times that I've dated some white women, you know, I've drank a bit too much on the home front. Like, yes, sir, but this Rishni you got going on, Rishni and cook. And then, yeah, ended up calling my girlfriend's mother, grandmother, Coco, and telling them how much I love smoking weed and shit. You see.
They're open-minded, but not that open-minded.
I fucked up for the blacks. To the blacks, I'm sorry. I messed up.
Don't worry, I collected those bones.
I was the first guy she brought to. I was like, hey, don't you ever bring a nigga up in here again.
See, that's the thing. I'm representing, you know?
Yeah, represent, dog. Do us justice. Yeah, man. No, but it's cool to have you here, man. Cool to have you back on this side.
And man, but honestly, it's been a crazy ass week so far. January, in fact.
What's been going on?
It's just been so busy.
Spectacular.
I'm not gonna. You know, we never spill the beans until we get the cheese.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
But it's
been a good year so far.
Hey, man.
We going into a new direction. I think we're over the whole drama that occurred last year on social media, specifically because of paid Twitter, something that's been going on. But we'll talk about that a little bit in the news. Actually, let me just play a little track for y'all, and then we'll be back with some news, the topic of the day, and the worst guys doing it in the worst way, baby. That's Mac Miller featuring Anderson Puck. Dang.
I just eat pussy. Other people need food.
That's a heavy line, my boy.
Like, when are you? You need food. You need nutrients.
Yeah. But this nigga, all he does is eat pussy. Imagine, bro. That's his regular, his dessert.
And the thing he says, other people need.
Yeah. This is just something I do.
Yeah, Luxar.
Just on the side. Ki Luxari, Mac Miller. Living good, living the good life, man. But that's what we all want, right? That's what we all want. We're going to live the good life. You want to drop a freestyle? Is that what you just said?
No, I'm just saying, at the end of the show, definitely.
Yeah. I thought definitely. You were just feeling it on the whim, like, whew, I just have a beat to go on to right now. All right. Cool, man. That's easy. You are hanging out with the worst guys. We're doing it in the worst way on this Wednesday. Today's topic, we talk about what you would do if you were the other sex for one day. And that's the catch. It's just for one day. It's not about life. Or do you think you should make it? No.
One day. I already know, bro.
Your first order of business.
I know exactly how my day is going to go.
All right. Before we get into that, let's get into a few of the stories that are making headlines and are just trending generally in the streets out there, yo.
Mean ass Playboy in trouble again. Playboy Penny at it again. Read about it. Extra. Place grab young fella. And extra, extra. Read all about it. Life story of Playboy Penny. Extra, extra. Extra, extra. Read all about it.
All right. First and foremost that we all have to acknowledge is now Donald J. Trump is the president of the free world, the leader of the free world. Donald Trump is in office. How do you feel about this, Ria?
Hey, man, he won fair and square.
Fair and square is debatable. I don't know about that. You see,
he played the way the politicians played and he won.
Yeah, he played the game and he won. Let's say that because I think in this world, money wins.
Yes,
money
but
wins
I'm going to say fair
time.
And square because that seems to be the rule of thumb now. Doc, there's no politician that's not dirty, man.
Yeah. He's just dirty enough to win.
We may find out that ANC.
Dude, we've known for a long time.
You know what I'm saying?
ANC, yeah. Well, but we're not hoping for the same for America. But yeah, man, we just have to kind of see what happens. We really have no choice. I saw him at the inauguration, the car that he rolled up in. My boy, Alan, like, this looked like the apocalypse was coming.
Music video vibe.
It was, yeah, he had the parade, obviously, and his car was in gold, it had wings. It was on some future tip, though. I was like,
but
Donald
having...
Trump is either super swagadelic, he's the Kanye West of presidents now, or this is an apocalypse that we're running.
See,
into.
That's exactly why Kanye West is fucking with him in boardrooms.
Yeah, they got vision. They got the same vision.
Dog, I'm telling you. Underdog, watch what he does.
We never know. He has resources at his disposal. There's a story here about healthcare. Yeah, he's made some moves since he's been in office. Within hours of taking office, Trump actually he issued an executive order giving federal agencies broad power to begin undoing the regulations created by Obama's administration's Affordable Care Act. So essentially, Obamacare. He's just like, nah, fuck that noise. We're throwing this in the trash can.
Straight up.
One of his, within hours of taking office. Now, this was the big fear that everybody had because he controls everything. Now, he controls the legislative, he controls the executive. He can do whatever he wants. He can undo
the
work that the Obama administration
had done.
Yeah. That's why Michelle Obama was looking so bleak at the inauguration. She had no hope in her heart because she knew it's like, yo,
there's one motherfucker that's about to come into office right now
and take everything, and he's gonna get golden showers in the Oval Office. If people thought Bill Clinton was bad, yo, the Oval Office is going to be so dirty, so dirty. I'd get a couple of maids afterwards. If I was going in to be president, I'd be like, nah, clean this shit up. I know there's blood everywhere, jizz everywhere, pee everywhere.
So now is actually the time to start a, you know, domestic workers company.
Yeah.
Apply for the tender for the White House.
Yeah, because these people are also dirty. So every room in that place.
Hey, just clean up there quickly. Clean up.
So that was it. Within hours of taking office. And throughout Trump's campaign, he called the act a disaster, obviously, citing the high premiums on the middle class, promising that any new scheme will be affordable for everyone. this is a big, in big inverted commas, because
what if he says that he's gonna pay for everyone? Because imagine, I think he's got the dosh to do that, bro.
Yeah. Imagine. Yeah, I don't know, man. We just have to wait and see. There's really nothing. You never know. He might do some fucked up shit. We might have World War III. He might save the world.
Or if we do, South Africa's fucked. I don't think our national, you know, our military, army, our military. For, hey, man.
Do you think you could go into war? Do you think you have the...
No. What the fuck? I know I'm not built for war. Stoners are never built for war. Hey, man. Hold on. Let me just finish this blip, mate. Don't show. Make love, not war. You know.
Hands up, dog. No. I agree with you. I don't want to go to war, bro. Donald Trump, take it easy, man.
Hey, man.
Before we get a heart attack on you, dog. I don't want to go to war, brother. That's the last thing on my mind.
War is fucking stupid, let me tell you.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. But yeah, there's some people who have no other options.
Also, it's just like fighting, you know. Like the guys that start wars are the bullies in high school.
Yeah, but Trump is one of those homies, dog.
Trump got bullied.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
For his small hands.
And orange hair.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, that's what's happening over there. As always, guys, we're watching and seeing what's happening. I don't know what you guys feel about it. If you want to come chat to us, please hit us up on our WhatsApps at 0797482090. I'll give you the number again. 0797482090. The WhatsApp. The WhatsApp. Online, my extended family calls it WhatsApp.
Yeah, but no, is it not WhatsApp?
It is WhatsApp. Okay, cool. And the other story that is trending worldwide, or South Africa, across the nation rather, is paid Twitter. Now, this is, I don't know, good news to me and bad news. The good news is that we reacted to a whole lot of bullshit on social media, which was fabricated, completely fabricated, and that caused a whole stir amongst the country. But the good news is that it was fabricated. So for a lot of the things that social justice warriors on Twitter were going on about, you were talking about bullshit. And now this is the bad news for me, is how do we know where it ends? How do we know who's getting paid to say what? Paid Twitter. If your boy Jay-Z and his cronies hit you up with an email like, yo, brother, can you just tweet some shit about Helen Zilla and Moosey and them? You know, they're having an affair.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to check the figures.
You're going to check the figures.
And if the figures match up to my liking, hey, you know, a young tweet can drop on my timeline. A young tweet can drop.
Yeah, it can drop. Because the 50 million is apparently what was budgeted.
50 million for a tweet?
Not for one person.
Oh, for like collective.
This is the public. Amount. Yeah, the marketing essentially.
Jeez, my boy. Imagine. Yeah. 50 mil.
So you get something of that, supposedly.
It depends.
You wouldn't mind dropping that tweet.
Look, bro, I'm not
sleeping with Helen Zilla.
No, never. Well, like, obviously everybody has a price, I'm not gonna lie. But it's just not something that I see myself doubling into. I don't like getting involved in politics straight up.
Yeah, in any way whatsoever.
Ask me on my opinion, I'm gonna say I don't give a shit. No, but do not vote. Hey, man, I just told you I don't give a shit about politics.
Yeah.
And some people feel that way. Some people feel like you need to, you know, actually ground yourself and know everything. Nah, man, I'm not that guy.
Yeah, okay, but Shaka Sisulu is the guy who is the center of this whole controversy. He has dismissed the accusation that he was the center of the alleged 50 million rand covert election smear campaign. This guy is one of the people who has long lifeblood in the ANC, obviously related to Walter Sisulu. Trust no one. That's all I'm saying. And Twitter's obviously going crazy.
Having a
about
feast.
It. Yeah. Let me see some tweets that are going on here. A paid Twitter campaign rolling coverage on the SABC, Asina Valo celebs, dabbing 1 billion and the ANC still couldn't retain the metros.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's the most important part. That whole campaign of Asina Valo. Man, I can go through a whole list of people that I saw tweeting that. But what was the outcome? Y'all, like, you guys were quiet when the results came out. Quiet.
Yeah. You know, yeah. But still lost at the end of the day. How, well, that's a poor PR campaign.
You know, but overall, I just think now it's, you're basically paying somebody to live their life in accordance to the way you want it to be lived so that other people can latch onto you. Your following can latch onto that and think, hey, if he's following the trend, I should also follow this trend. And you're setting them up for failure. It's that whole thing of forcing people to, it's brainwashing.
Yeah. So now what I want to know is, are influencers / celebrities the driving force behind our society now?
They have become.
Yeah.
And they're living up to that name of, you know, I'm a influencer, yeah, or a social media influencer.
Yeah.
And that's an occupation nowadays. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But with that occupation, you also have you have a certain moral dilemma that you come across now and then, but you also you're obligated to act a certain way
In accordance to what you've now put out there.
Exactly.
Yeah, I have a problem with the idea of celebrities influencing the way politics works and the way social justice works, because what role do they really have in those arenas? I mean, your job is to make art, right?
Exactly.
So you're a creator, and there shouldn't necessarily be a link between the two. And I often find that a lot of the times the celebrity influence is too dramatic in terms of a social media standpoint, first and foremost, but also in real life. And what they say matters more than what politicians say. You know, we've come to a place where, like, we've experienced as well, people say comedians have become the new politicians and the politicians have become the new comedians, because people are listening to the artists. So now what I'm trying to get at is how much of an influence do we allow celebrities or personalities to have on what's going on in our country, on a freedom of speech level, on a real political level?
We're giving them a lot more power than is at the moment. And that's why, I'm not going to lie, that's why I can't blame Kanye for thinking the way that he does.
Yeah.
You know, he sees how much influence he has on American minds and the world.
Minds, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So for him to say something like 2020, he's going to run the elections.
Why not? What he's saying and what he's doing, people are listening to and paying attention to.
A guy who opens a pop-up store in Cape Town.
Yeah.
It's already sold out within 2 days, 2-3 days. Fucks off back to America. He just collected so much guap in South Africa.
And
this is what
I'm saying. This ties in. We need to completely break away from our ideas of leadership and what a good leader looks like.
Yeah.
Because obviously
everybody
these people
still
have
in their mind a suit and tie is better than and the guy who's
a shirt and jeans.
Exactly.
So now we think about who our influencers of our society should be. Now we think about the fact that people like Donald Trump are going for president, a non-politician. After Donald Trump, people like Kanye West want to go and rock.
Can I tell you, honest opinion, I have faith in that guy. Trump.
Yeah, you really do.
I'm gonna take that away from you.
I'm gonna
put my money behind him and say he's not all that bad.
Yeah, he's. I agree.
I'm telling you, if Kanye West is having meetings with him, and Donald Trump said he's gonna get the best people to do the job because he doesn't know shit.
Yeah. So ultimately, that leads to what influence we take on as a society. Are we actually listening to politicians and leaders, or does there have to be a campaign that's put out in order for us to actually hear anything true or not? To me, it seems like the idea of leaders and leadership is changing, and we need to start looking beyond the suit and tie. Let go of that upside down noose and let's think of new ways to move forward, yo. But that's kind of wrapping up the stories of today, the most interesting that have been taking place this past week. And now, we're just going to chat a little bit about this idea. Okay. So you said earlier on that you've already got your day structure. You've got your day plan.
I got my
all
day
right.
plan.
You're a woman for a day. How old are you? Let's put you at 20, 25. Same age. Should we put you the same age? You're your age
yes,
now.
Yes. I think this is also peak point for a female.
Oh, you mean...
Like, but, like... No, let's not lie. Let's not lie. Women themselves know that they have like a peak phase.
Yeah, yeah. Biological like, clock.
Yeah.
After 32, it starts to get hurt.
After
if 32, you're single. You're
like, the minute they hit 30, they know. Yo.
That's
hey, take the chicken out of the oven, man. Yeah.
Scrambles, my boy.
You know what I'm saying?
What it is. You see, that's what I'm going to do. As a youngin', I'm just going to wait until I'm 40. Play the game, and then when I'm 40, I go to the 30-year-olds. I'm like, hey,
you know you're gonna,
you know what it's like out here. I still got strong cells, and I can still go the distance.
The online dating market is filled with 30 plus.
You see, this is one thing I was thinking about. Like, you know, when you watch porn, there's sometimes the local moms in your area.
Yeah.
What if those things are true? You've been missing out on all these local moms.
Buck FOMO that I've been having, my boy. Let me not lie. Buck. And they sometimes advertise the most lit moms. Yeah.
And that's the thing. They say they're in your area, and we know they're in the area.
Yeah.
I know. There's a lot of single people out there who are struggling. It's hate. But don't be scared. The worst guys are here.
Okay. Back to the matter at hand.
Yeah.
I'm a female for a day. I wake up, I'm like, all right. You know, I got these boobs now. You know, I got what's going on in between my legs.
Right.
I'ma go cash in. You know what I'm saying? Hard. That's my date.
Cash in. How do you
hard.
Cash in?
My boy, I trap these homies.
All these suckers out there.
I trap all of these homies.
And I think it has to be with the knowledge that you have as a male.
I know exactly how to word
this nigga.
I know what makes niggas weak. That's the thing.
Niggas are weak
and women know it. But the most woke ones know how to. It's like punchline after punchline. They get them every time.
They know how to maneuver the system.
Exactly.
Because you have to play.
I'm not going to go into the game being one of those basic bitches. Nah.
Yeah. You can't be a basic bitch.
If then you wake up and you're a basic bitch, brother, it's just like, man, why was I even like
doing
the change?
You know? Basic bitch? Like, you like to pop bottles and have blessers who are sending you airtime. Imagine that.
Nah. Dude, the thing is, if you're gonna fab, your vision.
You have to have a plan, structure. You know.
There are women that are fabbing that are living in Houghton, my boy. Houghton. But you're still here, Elokshin. Ah, vision, boy.
Vision. Wake up.
You know what it is.
Alright, okay, cool. So you're going out there, you're taking advantage of these sucker men out here.
Yeah, and I go for the corporates.
Yeah.
Those are the ones who are punching
the
numbers.
The one who are stressed out, who are high on cocaine all day.
Punching numbers all day.
That's
you know, they
for.
Wake up, hi love, gotta go to work, bye love.
Yeah.
Come home, 8 o'clock, hi love. Eat, sleep, repeat that shit all week.
So you basically be
I'm providing an
escort for the day.
An instant vacation. You know what I'm saying?
Instant vacation. What would your name be?
And
you had to give yourself a name.
Yellow Mellow.
Yellow Mellow. That sounds like a basic bitch, though.
No.
If a girl was called Yellow Mellow, I'd be like, nah, dog. I don't think I'm going to call Yellow Mellow back.
Don't you remember that Mixit person that everybody, the Mixit contact, Butterfly.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody had, every single nigga had Butterfly.
Yeah.
Now you're telling me Yellow Mellow can't
flourish.
Come, please, just.
Not in my studio. Not in your
studio. Don't catch me in my studio.
Okay. So you'd go around hollering at the corporates, seeing how to climb up the ladder, how to get up in the game.
Amen.
But it's just for one day, though.
Yes, so that when I turn back to a nigga, I've got all this money. These guys are looking for Yellow Mellow. Yellow Mellow is no more.
No more.
You know, but I've got all this cash.
Yeah.
I've got all this airtime.
Yeah.
I've got all this, you know.
Airtime.
I've got all of those tashes in my fridge. You know what I'm saying?
Tashes. Okay, look. So now, my number one thing is the body, obviously. That would be bizarre to me. Boobies, I'd be playing with them shit all
day. But there's no ways I'm letting another guy.
What do you mean?
As
play with your boobs?
No, like another guy holler. No
Inter.
Ways.
Doug, surely you want to know what that feels like,
nope.
Right?
Nah, cool, thanks.
I have to applaud women, actually. Shout out for taking the dick, because that shit is not cool. Shout out. You guys are the MVPs.
Of the reproductive world.
Yeah. Now, taking a dick can't be nice. It just
like,
can't.
Like, bruh, certain pussies, like, you know, a guy is robbing you. And
the worst part is, a lot of females don't climax through penetration. So now you might just end up having sex, and then this guy just hits his hot load in you, and you're like, eh. So I guess we're done now.
That's why I'm saying, when I wake up as a female, I'm celibate for that day. Hard. hard.
You're just going to use the seductive powers of
to cash in.
Yeah.
Cash.
That's the thing. I don't even think as a woman you'd have to say much to a guy.
Yeah.
To catch him in the streets.
Dude.
As long as he's would you ever go for a guy who's married?
Wait, you're asking me that, would I ever, so...
Yeah, like on that day. Like, what if the...
Yeah.
The bus, you don't care.
If you, I don't care, dog.
There's no rules on this day.
One day, as a female, I'm cashing in. I'll holler at Zuma, straight up. Zuma.
I think he has enough wives. I mean, he'll probably look at you and go, man, you're like Thursday.
Rafiq's, I'll holler at Rafiq's. Hit him up in his DMs on Twitter, you know, Mr. Mbalula, he's running the Twitter streets.
He's an animal. Yeah, man, I don't know. For me personally, I want to know why women are so emotional. What is that thing that they have that men
Dog,
don't
if
have?
You, hey, man, every month if you knew, wouldn't you also be emotional? Bro?
Yo, that must be another thing, Azza. I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah. Would you be a pads or a tampon guy?
Tampon, surely. Surely that's the only way.
Yeah, tampon.
Like, I don't know if I could rock pads, but that's just, it seems like a bit much.
If I was a female, I think I'd be a lot more consistent with my contraceptive.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna say there aren't women who aren't consistent, but I'm just saying, you
it's
know yourself.
Notoriously bad. Yeah, women are notoriously bad.
And they know themselves as well. Like, oh my gosh, I forgot to.
Then she takes five at one go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I wonder, giving birth.
Mm-mm,
imagine on that day. You know what?
That day I've got to give birth, I nip it in the bud.
What? Really?
I hold it until the next day. Some other woman must give that. Nah, B. Giving birth is... And imagine a cesarean section.
You know what? To be God honest, after this conversation, women, you guys... You live that life, y'all. You guys deserve all the love in the world. I feel like I'm going to go give my mom a hug, a kiss. Because firstly, they have to go through all the biological shit. Then there's the pressure, the time pressure that we don't have. Jesus. Then there's still the whole factor of men being trash or assholes, as some would say. Now, dealing with men must be the biggest hack. You know what I'd do? I'd go hitting every man I can. Just to fuck with him, like, touch me, I'll take you.
I teach about fashion, Tindi Bogoto.
No, but yeah. I feel you.
Yeah. Because that's the only thing. You strike a woman. If a woman strikes you, you can't strike her back, my boy. So I just say, wait, Nkalaba say pa pa.
That's also, you know. I think
very dangerous
if
game.
If I was a female for one day, I'd go to all of my exes. Now I fuck shit up, my boy. Well, not all of them, just the ones that really pissed me off.
Yeah.
There's one particular, obviously. we won't get into that.
Let's get into that. All right. Okay, so I'd definitely, I'd have to feel what it's like to have sex. I just have to understand that sensation because it's completely
different. Yeah, but you can always go to
outside.
Like adult world, my boy. Seriously.
No, I mean like as a woman, if I was a woman, just to feel. That's definitely one thing I'd do.
That's the thing. What if you get that guy who's 50 Shades of Grey?
Dog.
And now you're tied up.
But wait, what if...
And you know how it feels to be tied up.
What if I get a multiple orgasm? Imagine, dog. Apparently, we are getting like a sliver of the feeling in comparison.
Which is unfair, first and foremost.
I think we can safely say that the unfairness is definitely towards women. Like, we've...
Okay, no. Yeah, I thank you for making me check myself.
Cool. But they do have that one treat, and I want to know what is like, cause one orgasm is pretty dope. I don't want to lie, I haven't had more.
And sometimes, like true confessions, you ever come so hard that you feel like you're gonna shit,
at the same time.
Yeah. Hey man, that shit is real. So
no, your girl's doing it right then.
So basically, what I'm saying is, I don't want to have multiple times where I feel like I'm coming and I'm going to shit. in a nutshell.
Yeah, I don't have that much toilet paper.
You know what I'm saying? I don't need adult diapers while I'm bopsy.
Yeah. I know, man. It's been such a fun conversation, man. I don't know how you guys feel. What would you do if you were the opposite sex for the day, man? Hit us up on Twitter as well. We're at @_worstguys. And you can also catch us on Facebook and Instagram. We're just the worst guys there. And yeah, man, we're about to go into a little freestyle session. The Worst Guy Cypher, as we always do on a Wednesday. We've just been, what are we getting up to? Oh yes, I'll be performing at Parker's Comedy Club on Friday the 3rd of February. Please do come. There's 15 rand tequila. There's lots of food so you can eat, drink, laugh, and the rest of it. That's the 3rd of February. I don't know if there's anything else popping your side.
Ah, no, dude, you know me. I'm on the DL.
Getting that guaps. Getting that guaps.
Paper.
All right. So we're just about to go in with the Worst Guy Cypher. It's been so dope hanging out with you guys, and we'll check you here next week, Wednesday, as we always are.
Bro. I feel like we need to give him something special, man. We need to give him something special.
So you want something hot? You want something hot? Do you want something popping, man?
Anything, man. All right.
I'm looking for this thing here. Let's go for...
Hey. Okay, you came with a knee. Hey.
Yeah. You think that you a hot nigga, but you will never pull the trigger. I'm looking at you in your eyes. You're not a worst guy. You're not a worst guy.
No, you ain't, my homie.
You're not a worst guy.
No, you ain't, brother.
You're not a worst guy.
Hey.
You're not a
worst. Oh, nigga, you ain't a worst guy. Cause to do that, nigga, you have to be fly. I'm a pimper OG and I'm wearing all black. Cause I'm NT Kevis and that is that. I've been through the struggle, I'm going through the hustle. Soon I'm gonna get that money and I'm gonna be the king at the top. I wanna be rumbling in the jungle like Muhammad Ali. And you know what I wanna be, I'm gonna be a star. And all these people are really far behind. I see you're behind.
Woo!
I'm gonna eat up, cause I don't give a fuck. If you're number one, you better back up. Cause Malcolm is coming through, and he's not dude. Who's gonna be number two? You know how we do when he come through with always fresh shit. Cause I do the Jordan shoes, I'm wearing Nike Air.
Nike Air, so unfair. My man gets to feel all of the adrenaline that's running in my veins. I'm going so insane. And me or you are not on the same plane. I'm on a different level. Hey, I'm higher than you other motherfuckers. I call you motherfuckers devil. Hey, cause I'm fucking with G.O.D. Even G.O.D. took some T.A.C. to get with me. Cause I might have been elevated a bit too much. But too much is never enough. And never enough is something that the world doesn't have enough of. And that's L-O-V-E-L-O-V-E. On a worst Wednesday, worst guys giving it to you in the worst way. Hey, I said you're not a worst guy. I can see it in your eyes, they're trying to lie. You're not a worst guy.
Oh, you're not a worst guy.
Not a worst guy.
You're not a worst guy.
Not a worst guy.
You're not a worst guy.
Thank you very much for tuning in, yo. We will be with you next week, same time, same place.
Wake up.
And enjoy the rest of your day.
CliffCentral.com